You're listening to the Franchise Freedom Podcast with Giuseppe Grammatico.
All right, and welcome to the Franchise Freedom Podcast. I'm your host, Giuseppe Grammatico, your franchise guide. And today we have a very special guest. We have my buddy, Mark Tickham. And just a quick little intro on Mark. Mark has been an entrepreneur and an advocate for those hoping to become an entrepreneur for the past 27 years. Mark began his franchise journey with First Service Brands back in 93 and then became part of the equity partners that grew to CertaPro Painters from $30 million to $500 million. Mark and his wife have seen their lives change as they focus on building business to achieve their dreams. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Giuseppe. Thanks, man. Good to be here.
Very excited to have you on. We've been talking about it for a while. And, you know, as I mentioned, this is just a very conversational. We have a lot of listeners, first-time business owners, people looking to make that switch, or that I should say that transition. So I think what's really helpful is, instead of telling people what to do, I love stories. I love how people transitioned into business ownership. Yeah. So if you can tell us a little bit about your background, how did you get to where you're at now, and what does that journey look like?
Yeah, Giuseppe, if you don't mind, and I'll keep this as succinct as I can. It really all began for me in Boston. I was doing some graduate work in economics and thought I wanted to go work for big corporate down in New York City in finance, and ended up reading a book I know you're familiar with. You've probably read it. Most people are familiar with this book and they've never read it because it is a bit of a textbook, but The Millionaire Next Door.
Right? Yes.
I don't get royalties from the sale of this book, but mm-hmm. It, right, you're familiar with it, and it just opened my eyes as I'm reading this book that, gosh, the type of businesses I should be looking at, that business ownership would be a better course. Of course, you read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and Thinking Grow Rich, you just begin to realize if you're a driven person with certain traits, why would you work hard building someone else's dream, right? Why not work hard building your own? Right. So that kind of hit me in grad school. I came out, as you mentioned, got involved in my own business with College Pro Painters. A lot of folks will remember that college summer opportunity. And then ended up, like you said, parlaying it into equity ever since then. Always having equity in the, if I'm going to work hard, if you're going to work hard, why not own it?
Right.
Have equity in it. So that really changed everything. I've been with FS Brands now, like you mentioned, for 27 years, First Service Brands. And we'll come back to what that trajectory has been like for all of us over here. But that's a little about my story.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, it's really exciting. And, you know, a lot of the, why I ask people for their story as well is there are a lot of people that they know what they want, but we were talking about this before the show, they kind of forget. Or they just get so fearful and they just get so anxious over that decision. And they're like, you know what? I'm just going to go, but I'm going to side table this. I'm going to review this later on. And, in our roles, it's we're not selling, hey, everyone should own a business, right? If we all had businesses, we wouldn't have employees. So it is not for everyone, but many people kind of rule themselves out. They just say, it's not for me. It's too much risk. And they don't educate themselves, right? I think it's just, they read about it. They think they can lose their investment. They can lose their life savings. So they don't even bother trying. And instead of educating themselves, they just, it's one of those things when they retire and they're like looking back, oh, maybe I should have done this. I should have done that. So I say, live a life without regrets and do your homework and really give it a shot. What do you say to those people? Those people that are just, paralyzed with, maybe sometimes too much information and don't know kind of what to do or when to pull the trigger.
Well, Giuseppe, you and I have been there, right? We've been entrepreneurs. I've been in five of my own businesses and it really has changed everything. Taking those calculated, like you said, do your homework, calculated risks. One of the things, Giuseppe, I think we have to recognize is every single one of us faces fear. And for Karen and I, my wife and I, it's always been, hey, which is bigger, the dragon, fear, or our dreams that are going to inspire us, right, to slay the dragon? And You know, something that Stanley and Benko talk about in Millionaire at the end of the book, you might remember, they talk about how, you know, here you are, you're five times more likely to be wealthy working for yourself than someone else. Right. Of course, we all know this. A very small fraction of people end up becoming business owners. Why is that when you're so much more likely to be wealthy? Well, it's interesting, Giuseppe, because at the end of the book, they ask their MBA students at Princeton, hey, what is risk, right? And of course, like you were saying, the students reply, being an entrepreneur, right? Right. It's ingrained in our minds. So then these PhDs answer their own question and say, what is risk? Working for a ruthless employer. As an employee, you have one source of income. As an entrepreneur, like the person cleaning the university at Princeton, that entrepreneur has hundreds and hundreds of customers, hundreds and hundreds of sources of income. So as we flip the script and realize there's much less risk when we have more control, and we're steering the wheel of our life, of our vehicle to get us right. where we want to be, that changes everything. So it's just the head trash, you know, that all of us have, and getting clarity around where do I want to go? What's the best vehicle to take me there? And often it's our own business.
Yeah, I like that. By the way, and that book I have that was years ago. I probably haven't read that book in over a decade. And I'm gonna definitely revisit that because it was an awesome book and it was definitely eye opening. It was just, and I've met some of those millionaire next doors, and you would have never thought, you know, even the funny stats. You know, what's a rookie Wall Street guy? You know, I was working on Wall Street. I never wore fancy suits or anything, but you know, you have the guy with the $2,000 suit, but the millionaire has like one suit worth $500 bucks. You know, if that, you know, and that was expensive. So it's funny, just even the spending habits and just the way we look at money. You know, people have no problem being miserable at a job to have a beautiful home, but they're like, oh, I'm not going to invest in a business. And I'm like, well, a business is something that, you know, not only is an asset, it's a revenue generator. You know, a home, unless you're renting it out, the home you're living in is hopefully going to appreciate. It's really out of your hands, you know, the appreciation. But they would rather, you know, pay that mortgage and the hundreds of thousands of dollars of interest as opposed to investing in themselves in a business. And then, you know, it's a mindset shift. It's, you know, we're really not taught this in school. You know, I have my MBA as well, and going back to professors and things like that, there were professors teaching at other schools, but I went to a couple schools, so I don't like to name names, but the one individual I spoke with, professor, said, this is an entrepreneur class. And I said, well, you know, what businesses have you owned? And he said, none. And I go, you know, we can learn about entrepreneurship, but you know, the stuff you're going to learn from me, the stuff you're going to learn from Mark is, you know, I didn't get paid for the first month or two as an entrepreneur, you know, just going through it and the experiences, no one can describe that unless you went through it. You know, that's something that, you know, when you're talking to someone, be very careful who you're asking these questions to, not, you know, your uncle or cousin at the, you know, Thanksgiving that's heard or knows, you know, friends that own businesses. Talk to the source. You may not like their answers, but at least it's coming from an entrepreneur. Wouldn't you agree? Or am I crazy saying this?
Oh, 100%. You gotta qualify the information, right? You collect. Right. And you and I are both big readers. You know, it's not just Millionaire, E-Myth, of course. There's fantastic books out there that help you frame things correctly. And then, Giuseppe, what you're saying, life's about who you're doing it with, right? Be deliberate about your peer group. And as you get into business for yourself, surrounding yourself with other successful entrepreneurs that promote the success you want to have, that Absolutely. You're going to have. That's big.
No, that's big. And some great books. And we can put all those books and links in the show notes. Talk to us about working to live. You know, that's something we talked about when we set up the call. You know, you and your wife traveling for an entire year, which is pretty amazing, with your two daughters. Talk to us about that. You know, talk to us. Sometimes people can't fathom. They can't even
Yeah.
You know, they limit themselves as to what they can do. It's like, oh, that's not doable. Or, you know, I can't travel and do this, or I can't keep my job and have a business. They automatically have these opinions for maybe someone they spoke with. Talk to us about that. That's pretty amazing. I don't know too many people that traveled for an entire year.
Well, Giuseppe, I was just looking at photos, honestly, just before jumping into this meeting from Thailand. And yeah, you know, Karen and I had set that course as one of our destinations. It really helped us with our why, you know, understanding why we wanted to be entrepreneurs. We had to quantify these things, crystallize them, distill them down into things we could see and almost touch with our hands. And one of those things was BK, before kids, we agreed that if God granted us kids, we were going to take them around the world. I grew up in Maine. My wife, we didn't come from family with a lot of means. My wife grew up in Lansing. Neither of us had done a lot of travel. And it's a big, big world. We wanted our kids to be world citizens and not have this construct that it's only the United States of America, although I do believe we live in the greatest country on earth. You know, we traveled for that year because it was important enough to us to get in a vehicle that would allow for that to happen where, like you were saying, we call it, you know, make yourself useless by developing the team, like Jim Collins talks about in Good to Great. Develop that team, make yourself useless so that you can plan to live and work around it. Right. So we took that year, we visited 17 countries. We went onto the Great Wall for the first time with our kids.
That's awesome.
Machu Picchu, Halong Bay, Vietnam. I didn't even know that was a thing. It's beautiful. But just really had these life experiences that have changed all of us because we decided we wanted something different than somebody else telling us how we could live.
Right. Yeah. I mean, because at the end of the day, these vehicles, you know, we talked, you had the vehicle app before. Yeah. These are vehicles, right? It's, you know, you have startups, franchise ownerships. Some people jump into real estate and that's their bag. And, you know, I tell everyone, we really need to sit down and figure out what you're looking for. What does the ideal business look like? Putting opinions aside of what you think could make more money or what you think is a lot of hours you need to put in, but really put together what your ideal life looks like. And when you build a life and, you know, work goes around it, that goes back to a podcast we did on scheduling. You know, when you schedule your week, as simple as this sounds, I learned this years ago from a coach we worked with for a while. He's like, here's the secret to life. Get your calendar and hook it up to Calendly so no one can, you know, book the important stuff. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, my podcast, at the time I didn't have a podcast. So my meetings with my calls with candidates, which are all very important, and following up with this person, he's like, no. He's like, put your rocks. And I go, what are rocks? He goes, your date night with your wife, yes, married, your soccer practice, soccer games, music lessons with your kids, you know, going to do, you know, working out, you know, which is on my calendar. And if I have to admit, I'm really good about this. It's on my calendar, but I'm not doing it every day, but it's on the calendar.
I know.
That's why the camera only goes from here up. So,
yes.
But I admit it. I'm human. So I should definitely take my own advice. I just need to work on that area, but put the important stuff on there. And then, you know, then people can schedule with you. And I'm not saying, you know, you're only available for an hour a day or 15 minutes, but put the important stuff on there and build it around. To your point, you nailed it. I think, you know, we can all have a job and make money, but it's, if you're unhappy, how long is that going to last? If you're miserable, if it's not sustainable, it's the recipe for disaster. And you just, you know, for me, it was being on a bus in New York City and asking some of the commuters who look absolutely miserable, how long have you been commuting this 2 hours each way? Oh, it's been 25 years. You get used to it. They were absolutely miserable, miserable. And that was my wake up call. And I said, I can't do this. I've been in the restaurant industry. That wasn't my industry of choice. I work with my family, but we got to find something else. So, so I'll put you on the spot here. I know I was in the commercial building and cleaning space.
Mm-hmm.
This is 2006, 2007. asked me if that was my first choice, was to get into the janitorial. And
that's right.
Right. I mean, we know the answer to that. Back then was Subway, because it was sexy. Everyone owned it. There were lines out the doors. And my point to that is, I actually work with a coach like myself who brought the idea of, well, what do you want? And basically what you're stating, more time with family, you know, no nights and weekends. You're basically describing the complete opposite of industry, which is the food and beverage industry. So talk to us a little bit about that. You're, you know, Floor Coverings International. What does your company do? And, you know, what types of people that never thought of, there's a flooring franchise. There's, you know, I've never even knew, you know, flooring, there were franchises in flooring. So talk to us a little bit about FCI and who is a good fit for that type of business?
Yeah, Giuseppe, like you, you know, I looked at food, fitness, which is also a passion of mine, and some of these other businesses, which are very sophisticated industries.
Right.
Everyone here probably knows. We can all think of franchises in those spaces. And being a competitive person, no apology, I like to win. I realized, you know, and I'll admit, some of it came from Millionaire, where so many of these wealthy individuals were in what would be classified as dull normal business. As a matter of fact, one of the measurements for the right business, according to these Princeton PhDs, was it should not make exciting cocktail party chatter.
Right.
Tend to make the best investments, right?
Right.
So as I started thinking about that, being competitive, you know, all of us as homeowners know it's next to impossible to have a world-class experience, a great service experience with services around the home. It's very difficult.
Right.
Now, lawn care has gotten to be more sophisticated. There are some niche services, home cleaning, but when you talk about servicing the home, painting, right? We built, you know, a $500 million franchise, the gold standard with Serta Pro Painters. So Giuseppe, before our around the world trip, Karen and I had determined, you know, we're not going to leave first service brands. And all folks have to do is look up first service, look at our IPO back in June of 15, and look at where we are today to know why Karen and I had determined that. It's been a heck of a ride. So we determined we weren't going to leave FS Brands, but we wanted to get involved with a sister company that would be more disruptive, have multiple points of disruption. So in a nutshell, what's been really awesome about Floor Coverings International, and Giuseppe, our landed business is up 80% over last year. And last year we were up in the middle of a pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. So this disruption that Amazon, and believe it or not, Floor Coverings got started developing before everybody else. We started in 07, just like Amazon, bringing the store to her door, which we all know is not a fad, right? It's not a flash in the pan. It is the future. It's where we are today. What can I order on my phone so I don't have to go retail, right?
Right.
We bring the store to her door so she can look at the flooring products in her, with her own decor, in her lighting. And we've partnered with the best, Armstrong and Shaw, that allow us to private label their products. And it's all about educating and consulting like a great interior designer that she doesn't have to pay for. Right? To give her the experience, provide her the experience and the product she's going to be happy with during the investment and after. So it's been pretty disruptive. We're flooring is hot, as is everything with the home right now.
Yes.
But as this housing bubble, whatever it is, right, diminishes a bit, ours is going to continue on this hockey stick trajectory because we're simply providing her something she's been asking for years, and the showroom that the flooring industry provides can't meet her needs. Never has.
Yeah, I could definitely agree with that. I know years when I bought my first home, it was, you know, you look at it in the at the store, and then you bring it home. There's different types of lighting now. You know, was it cool lighting? Was it warm lighting? And I go,
yes.
What?
And right.
it makes a huge difference. So. That is the future. Home service. I mean, people have really put a lot of money. They've been at home. They've been stuck at home. And a lot of people are not, you know, I've spoken with friends, colleagues, family. They're not going back to the office.
No.
Now they're talking about build outs of a permanent office. Maybe they were using a bedroom, but they need something more permanent. So it's an industry that's going to continue this, you know, during the pandemic. It's obviously changed. There's going to definitely be some permanent change. So I definitely see a lot more, demand for it. So, you know, so that's floor covering. So, you know, who is that right person, you know, that would own that type of franchise? Because that's, you know, so I think what people do is they make the decision, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
They make the decision. Okay. Which is the hardest thing. I go, don't worry about the end franchise or whatever it is. Make that decision to move forward. Take that step. Yes. In the next 12 months, I'm going to own or launch a business, 6 months, whatever the time frame is.
Right.
Now, a lot of them is where they get stuck is a lot of startups get stuck. It never leaves their laptop. It's on a Word doc and it just never leaves. Looking at franchising, they fall into the abyss, and that's where we help people. They start looking at every brand out there to the point it's just information overload. And they're picking things kind of like, all right, I like golf, so I'm going to look at a golfing franchise. I like donuts, so I'm going to look at this franchise. So, you know, what do you recommend as far as the approach in looking, you know, I talk about this all the time. I want to hear it from you. And who is the ideal franchisee for Floor Coverings International?
Well, Giuseppe, you know, first of all, Henry Ford said this, gosh, 100 years ago, you know, probably it was probably about 100 years ago. And he had incredible peers around him, Firestone, right, Carnegie, Edison. And his mantra was, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right.
Right.
So think you can, right? And you will. So that's the first thing, is getting up and getting after it. And, you know, this world favors the doers, right? So that's the first thing. Now, as it relates to floor coverings, we are looking for folks that, first of all, it's sort of obvious, but people that enjoy people, all right? We're engaging the public. We're bringing the store to her door, in a way, in a genuine way, that the industry just is terrible at. So we're genuine people that enjoy people. So that's number one. Mm-hmm. And the second is, we are looking for folks that have led teams, because we're going to help you build a business that you can step back from and over time make yourself useless from. So you need to have led others, and not necessarily just managed, but hired people. And unfortunately at times, maybe fired a few folks, right, but had that responsibility for others' performance. Everything else we take care of. We're not looking for flooring experts or folks that are passionate about flooring. These are corporate America folk that are stepping in. Like, I think of a franchise owner of ours out in Dallas, literally was in the nuclear science industry, wow, right? Did not know a thing about home improvement, never mind flooring.
Right.
He's running a multi-million dollar business today because he understands leading, building teams, leading people, and he enjoys people.
That's awesome. So you don't have to be passionate about flooring then?
No. As a matter of fact, and you're laughing, right? You set me up here a little. Giuseppe, you've read this book. Everyone should read it. It's much easier, by the way. It's much easier to read than Millionaire. It takes a couple hours. E-Myth by Michael Gerber points out that's actually the leading cause of failure in small business, is people picking a hobby, like you said, golf. Right. People picking a hobby and doing a business with that hobby, because you know what? You know, you have one thing you know how to do well, that hobby of yours, yet nothing you need to know about running a business.
Right.
Franchising is a business system. You'll hire people who have a passion for the widget. They'll be the technicians, so you don't have to be.
Right.
You can be the entrepreneur leading them. Really important.
It's the systems, right? E-Myth. I mean, it's all about it's Michael Gerber. It's systems in place. You want to replicate it. You don't want to be that bottleneck. You don't want to be necessarily the face of the company in a way, right? You want the systems in place so that it can grow exponentially. You can back off, and everything is in place. So if something happens, they know who to go to. It's all kind of taken care of. And it takes a while to build those systems. That's the value proposition of a franchise. It's not just a system and you're buying a blueprint. It's been proven and you have that support. And that's why, you know, I tell everyone when someone asks me what's better, a franchise or a startup, right? I of course I want to say franchise, but I say, you know what? What are you looking for? Do you want the business built for you or do you want to build it from scratch? Not to say, you know, in a franchise, obviously you're building a business, but do you want everything, the systems and the widgets and everything else involved created for you? I was not a creative person. So my business coach years ago, said, remember the book, and I have it up on my bookcase here. What color is your parachute?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
I've been reading every version of this damn book. I cannot figure out the color of my parachute.
Yes.
And I go, what is it? Is it blue? Is it green? And she said to me, the color of your parachute, I'll never forget this. The color of your parachute is you like systems in place, whether that's a franchise or a license, whatever it is, we'll get to that. And I did my due diligence years ago, but I thought that was pretty interesting. I'm like, you know, I'm not a creative person, but give me a system and I'll run it. And, you know, did well. I sold my businesses last year. And I just find that funny how people, they feel like they have to, you know, they're asking me for the answer when I go back to them and say, that's something that you need to figure out, but this is how to kind of make that decision. So anything you want to add with that? Anything?
Yeah. I mean, Giuseppe, if you don't mind, I have a lot of fun with this because I've started up my own businesses and joined franchise systems. And there's a reason over 27 years I've always been in a franchise. And I'll use this picture analogy with this vehicle. Okay. It's got a surfboard on the top.
Right.
Imagine this is a franchise, this nice old Woody Wagoneer here. Imagine it's a franchise. What you and I can appreciate, Giuseppe, is we got in this vehicle, right? It's already built. It's a franchise system. It's already built. And we started driving towards, okay, our goals and objectives, whatever those were, right? Our dreams, round the world trip, whatever it was. Now we're actually in the driver's seat. Think about it. As an employee, you're not even in the passenger seat.
Right.
That's true. In the back being driven wherever the corporate America wants to go. And at some point, they're going to stop and let you out.
Right.
You're done. Here's your pink slip. So you and I got in day one, started driving. And then as changes were made to this vehicle, right? Increased horsepower, increased cargo, whatever it was. Those changes, needed changes, were made as we were driving. Because a great franchisor has a marketing team, an IT department, an operations department, a training department, training your people so that you're not having to tinker like you and I have had to do with, you know, non-franchise business that I've had to do with a non-franchise. I had to stop my vehicle and tinker on it when it needed something essential for my business to operate.
Right.
And then I could get back on the road and drive again. This is why franchisees, right? We tend to get to our goals faster because we can get in and drive and never stop towards our goals.
I like that. That's actually, I may steal that.
Yeah.
I may just send everyone this show and just say, this is my intro.
Yeah. Steal it.
Right? I mean, I say a lot, you know, I change it up a little bit, but I truly like that. Yeah. Got some great book recommendations. We have, some nice analogies. So I appreciate that. And I steal a lot of stuff. So we all do, right? We kind of shine it up, make it ours. So
that's franchising done well, right? Is we take great ideas our franchise owners have employed and assimilate it across the system.
Right.
Learning from others.
Cool. No, that's absolutely right. I kind of call it the someone had wanted me to join a mastermind. And I said, I joined a mastermind. And they said, well, which mastermind? I go, it's with Franchoice. We meet twice a year. You know, you have people coming from, I understand the differences, obviously, but everyone's bringing different ideas to the table, different perspectives and viewpoints. And I truly like that. And it's a built-in mastermind with, you know, well, we have, as you know, from the meetings, we have 300-400 people coming to the meetings. Oh, and a lot of great ideas, and it's nice speaking, kind of hearing our perspectives of, you know, the challenges and the successes that, we, you know, come up with and vice versa, going directly to our franchise partners. So, speaking of which, we're going to be seeing each other hopefully soon, in July. So, which leads me to, you had sent me, I always ask, tell me something interesting about yourself, and you have never lost a game of badminton. How long has that streak been? Because I think I'm going to come and break that in July.
Jeffy, I love that game. I've been playing that game since I was a kid. One of the secrets, by the way, is play with bare feet. Play on a lawn, play with bare feet. You're much quicker. Okay. But like I mentioned, I am a competitive guy, and that just happens to be a game that I really have a love for. So
awesome. I always like to mix it up. I hear some interesting things in my next episode. I'm not going to, I can't say it. So it's because it's a future episode I'm recording tomorrow, but I found out someone is related to, that we work with that, you know, to someone famous, but I can't, maybe after we stop recording, because that's, I don't want to kill it. So, cool. You know, we're hitting 30 minutes, to be respectful of your time. I know we said the show's going to go 30, and we could definitely talk for at least another hour. I mean, this has been great. Get some drinks going.
Sure.
What, someone's listening, they've gained a lot of perspective. They've gained some great knowledge and information. What do you want to leave everyone with? Something to kind of chew on, think about, and making that up, and keeping in mind that most of people are looking to make that first leap towards entrepreneurship.
Yeah, Giuseppe, and again, you and I have had this experience. Once you make the decision that you are going to get in the driver's seat and drive that vehicle of business towards your objectives, your vision, your dreams, it changes everything. It doesn't just change what your day in the life is like. It changes decision-making as far as how you invest money in the stock market. It changes, you know, you stop asking why, and it moves to why not.
Right?
Why wouldn't I go to Maine in August for 2 weeks? Or why wouldn't I do this? Why wouldn't I do that? And that's the thing a lot of folks don't understand, is once you empower yourself and take that step because you believe in yourself and you care about how short life is, and you want to start with that motto of carpe diem, right? It literally changes the way you think and life experiences, and it changes in a paradigm way.
Right.
So that's, I'm quite an advocate, as you mentioned. I encourage folks, go for their dreams, find the vehicle that'll get you to your why, figure your why out. The what, Giuseppe, you can help them figure that out.
Right.
What business it is. Yet most people miss the why.
Right.
And without a destination, any path will take you.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. The why, you know, the what we figure out at the end. That's not the, you know, make that decision, not how you're going to go about it, but just make that decision. And that's the most important. And actually, you know, you were speaking of books. You didn't mention this one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've read this one. Oh.
Good man.
I'm sending you a copy today. So
next
time we do the show, you know, I'm stealing a little shameless plug. Now I'm sending you a copy. It's funny. We talk about franchise freedom, but most of the book, we just talk about, making that decision and kind of how to make that decision, kind of giving, you know, via stories, other people's stories. And I think it just clicks with people much better. So, Mark, going to be coming down there. So maybe we'll do another podcast later in the year.
I would love
tell everyone how you kick my butt. You know, I don't remember the last time I played badminton, but once a year when we put the nets up in the back. So, looking forward to our conference, seeing you there. I really appreciate your time. Talking to you, I always learn something new, and I do appreciate that. Even just reminding me to look at the reread The Millionaire Next Door. Awesome book. Anyone listening in. And again, thank you very much. The show should be released in about a month. Looking forward to getting that out there, and we'll send you over all that information. So thanks again, Mark.
Awesome, Giuseppe. Good
Take
luck
care. Here. Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in. Whenever you're ready, here are three ways Giuseppe can help. 1. If you've ever considered owning a business of any kind, you owe it to yourself to get a copy of Giuseppe's book, Franchise Freedom. Download your free copy at ggthefranchiseguide.com/book. 2. Want to understand how successful executives make the transition from corporate to owning their own franchise? Join Giuseppe's next online presentation, Franchise Freedom: How to Escape the Corporate World and Have Financial and Time Freedom by Owning a Franchise, by going to ggthefranchiseguide.com/video. 3. Want to work with Giuseppe one-on-one to identify the right franchise opportunity for you, to navigate the process, and get plugged into experienced franchising advisors? Send him an email to gg@ggthefranchiseguide.com with one-on-one in the subject, and he'll send you all the details.